The New Testament reading is Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, you that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for he is gracious. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great. Our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both human beings and animals. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. You're renown, O Lord, throughout all ages, for the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. And there is no breath in their mouths. Those who make them and all who trust them shall become like them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who resides in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And the Old Testament, the New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly.
We join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is truth, may what is heard and understood be spirit, and may what is decided lead us all on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake, amen. We begin with a little geography. Canaan, famous from the Old Testament, of course, the promised land, the land west. We continue with a very little theology. Canaan in the Bible, the land. We continue with a hymn. Storms do not alarm me, they sometime must cease. Trials cannot harm me, for I have blessed peace. All I've left behind me, I long for no more. Better things shall find me on Canaan's shore. Canaan, the promised land, soon to be the place where everything God has promised will come true. For now, Canaan is a place full of rebellious tribes, dodgy religion, ne'er-do-wells of every kind. Jesus goes walkabout in the land to the west of the Jordan, the region of Tyre and Sidon, and there he encounters a Canaanite woman. Apart from references in Acts to the Moses and Egypt story, that Canaan gets a mention in the New Testament. In some versions, she is called a Syro-Phoenician woman. That was what the land west of the Jordan was part of, the Syro-Phoenician Empire. The region of Tyre and Sidon on the Mediterranean coast, now Lebanon. Still, a Canaanite woman. A bit like today we might say a gypsy woman, or a refugee woman, or perhaps a Muslim woman. By which we attach the imagined characteristics of a whole race, or region, or way of life to a person, those impressions, remember. Shifty, feckless, no better than she should be. Submissive, repressed. When Matthew says that a Canaanite woman encountered Jesus in this gospel, so steeped in Jewish culture, centuries of ideas and impressions about Canaan and its inhabitants would have come to the minds of those who first read the story. Canaan, rebellious, idolatrous, a place where God's writ does not yet run, a promised land that somehow never quite lived up to the promise. A land flowing with milk and honey that somehow never managed quite to flow with the milk of God's goodness and the honey of his love. No point in trying to help them. They're always going to end up in the ghetto. Their kids will never amount to anything. Shifty, feckless, no better than they should be, submissive, repressed. The kinds of things that come so easily to mind today. Can't help it when we think of gypsies or refugees or Muslims or the homeless or whatever. The kinds of things that were said to me by a US pastor from Birmingham, Alabama, who visited with us in the church I was in Southampton. He had seen a black face in our congregation and was talking about it afterwards and how amazing he'd found it, since such a thing wouldn't happen where he came from, and said, there is really no point in trying to help people like that. They are always going to end up in the ghetto. I listened to a radio interview this week with some female police officers about how it had been for them in the police in the 1960s and 70s. In the program, they played a clip from an archived program from the time, interviewing male officers, talking about these newfangled women. Most of them are a waste of space. Oh, there's a place for them in the job, but operations-wise, I don't think they will ever be able to do what a man can do. Canaanite, Jesus, bit of a nuisance by the sounds, hysterical. Jesus' disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, she keeps shouting after us." A bit like when we hear of another refugee crisis, or pass another homeless person in a shop doorway, or hear of Syria or Yemen or some other group clamoring for attention. Compassion fatigue, they call it. Send them away. They're too in your face. Why can't they just keep themselves to themselves? They keep shouting after us. But Jesus, did you notice, went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, deliberately left the comfort zone of Israel and went into the region of Tyre and Sidon. Just before, look for yourselves in Matthew's Gospel, he had put a bomb under the traditions of the elders, took Israel out of its comfort zone. I suppose you could call him the great disruptor. We've always done it this way. From now on, it is going to be. Did you notice? Jesus in the region of Tyre and Sidon. Imagine those nervous disciples looking around at all the shifty and the feckless and the no better than they should be and the submissive and the repressed Canaanites. He must have known full well that where the writ of Israel did not run, he would encounter Canaanites. Jesus, in the region of Tyre and Sidon, said, "I was only sent to the lost trail." A bit like someone today standing in the middle of a refugee camp and saying, "Sorry, we can only help the nice, respectable people over there." A bit like someone watching the clamoring, crying faces of asylum seekers trying to get over a border fence, watching them on the television, perhaps. They're not over there anymore, are they? They're in our living rooms. They're on our screens. No need to go today to where the Canaanites are. They're here. Shouting after us, and we are saying, "Go away. America first. Europe first. First." Jesus, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Yet still, the Canaanite woman to Jesus, King, "Lord." And Jesus replies to her, "It is not fair to take the children's food," God's love for his people Israel, "and throw it to the dogs." Jesus speaks to the Canaanite woman, not with bleeding heart, liberal, patronizing platitudes, "How sorry we feel for you," but using the harsh language of haughty housekeepers of Israel. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Dogs. What Israel called the Gentiles. Anyone who didn't really belong. I often think, as I hear commentators today lambasting the world's refugees and ne'er-do-wells with their rhetoric, you know, they should go back to their own country. They deserve all they get. Charity begins at home. I often think they should go to a refugee camp or a homeless hostel and stand there and say such things. They should go back to their own country. They deserve all they get. Charity begins at home. It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. And the Canaanite woman replies. She isn't shouting anymore, mouthing silently behind some television reporter talking straight to camera for a little bit of local effect. She isn't just some anonymous, needy caricature of a Canaanite. She's a real flesh and blood human being with needs, yes, with a voice to be heard. Like today's anonymous refugees, forgotten, homeless. There are doctors and lawyers and teachers and engineers and scientists clamoring to get onto boats in Libya to come to Europe. There is probably a family man with a stalled career sleeping in a shop doorway not far from here. And the genius of this little story, the point of it being told by Matthew to his audience, is to remind them, if they ever needed reminding, that the love of God in Christ that they had discovered is the love of God for each and any and every and all. And it is to be told over and over again. Wherever in the world some are considered to be better than others, or treated as no more than shouting, anonymous, worthless Canaanites. And did you notice what Jesus finds? In the region of Sidon, among the shifty and the feckless, and the no better than they should be, and the submissive and the repressed, did you notice? Last week, the centurion. I have not found faith as great as this in Israel. This week, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. In the region of Tyre and Sidon, among the Canaanites, the place where everything promised by God comes true. Storms do not alarm me. They sometime must cease. Trials cannot harm me, for I have blessed peace. All I've left behind me, I long for no more. Better things shall find me on Canaan's